Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, communism, Kim Il-sungism, Christ, a contrast. The Idiot's Guide we've been following devotes some space in Chapter 10 to a comparison and contrast of Kim Il-sung with Karl Marx. He says, Juche, that's Kim's self-reliance philosophy, is a faint echo of Marxism. While rejecting parts of communism, Kim did buy into the whole class struggle idea. People do fight. Groups of people fight other groups of people. While Marx singled out the clash between capitalists, people who have money, and urban workers, who don't, Kim saw things like his neighbor Mao in terms of landlords versus peasants. But rather than lift these peasants into the revolutionary class, Kim believed that role should be assigned to soldiers and teachers. Mostly soldiers, it turns out. Juche is human-centered and nationalistic, as opposed to communism's universal emphasis. And while Marx and Engels saw mechanical forces governing the world, Kim focused on human conduct. The goals of the two systems are likewise different. Communism seeks to overthrow the entire world order eventually, replacing all vestiges of capitalism with socialism. The state must wither away and all classes with it. A truly equal society. The dream has never even been closely realized in communist nations, as there are always some who are more equal than others. Kim's view was state-centered. It's hierarchical, with clear divisions based on favor. Though he also believed in collectivism, it was of a different flavor. In the original pattern, collectivism refers to equal sharing of goods. In North Korea, it's a shared effort to unite behind one leader. In essence, Korean collectivism becomes nothing more than the old dynasty mentality, a true monarchy. Titles have changed, but no one questions that Kim was and is king. I cannot help coming back to a central theme in these blogs, the kingship of Jesus Christ. I keep hearing it said that Jesus is in control of North Korea, so don't worry. I think we all understand that ultimately the strings are pulled by a living God. He raises up whom he wills, and whom he wills to abase, he abases. God is in control only in that sense, for now. But when Jesus is truly the Lord of North Korea, every knee will bow to him. Every tongue will confess that Christ is Lord on that day. When Jesus comes and sets up his kingdom, there'll be no more concentration camps, though the Lord will govern with a strict justice. All will be free to worship the King who will reign in Jerusalem. Godliness will flourish. There'll be no more hunger, no need to leave the beauteous mountains for China or any other place. Those who have already made Jesus Lord of their lives experience how wonderful it is to be ruled by a perfect king. Our ongoing prayer is that soon Kim Jong-il will be set aside so that the gospel of the kingdom can be preached throughout the land, and many will come to know what a heavenly king is like. Well, thank you today for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts, resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calms.